Where do you think, after going back and look at the film, what did you guys take away and say, okay, we can clean this up, we can improve this?
Tackling, just basic things like blocking, tackling, getting guys used to playing four quarters. You know, in the preseason, guys probably play a quarter or a series here and there.
That is part of it, isn't it?
Right. So it's not just, us, but every team in the league is trying to figure out, what their identity is going to be. And, we got a pretty good start so far. So just to, trying to work on getting the kinks out.
Well, and that was something where a lot of guys talked about how they were just kind of dead towards the end of the game because of what you talked about. You're still trying to get in conditioning. Is that – how can you prepare for that? Is there anything you can do differently next year? I mean, do you think they'll ever do anything differently next year? Because they don't want any of you guys getting hurt that they plan on having active roles for. Is this just the new NFL where you got to be – you just kind of feel it out the first game? It's almost like college.
Well, it kind of – you just have to practice. We practice every day. You have to just do a little more in practice. Coach Fox always preaches us treat practice like mini games, but it's no way to measure intensity of a game in practice and adrenaline just because of the fans and everything that's on the line. So preseason is going to be preseason. It's no advantage. No team has an advantage. So that's the only thing I really can say about that.
Our guest, number 32, Tony Carter of the Denver Broncos. Expand on that a little bit because I think that's a big point, talking about the adrenaline. There's nothing like the first game. Everybody is amped and over-amped for that first game. And I don't care how good a shape you're in. You get gassed. It's like, whoa, I got to get my sea legs back to be able to play four quarters.
Right. Well, luckily, we were the home team, and, they probably were a lot more tired than we were because of the altitude and, not used to being, playing at this high altitude. So I don't think, we were, tired, but it was a long, hard-fought game. If the score would have been a blowout, then no one would have said anything about fatigue. But
right.
Since they started to come back and score points at the end, then, people are going to look for things to say about, what did and what didn't happen. So,
but, I got a chance to talk to with the Pot Roast after the game, talk with Big Terrence, and he was the one that in the offseason had kind of said he wants you guys to make the big headlines and kind of the first defensive guy that we heard talking about really getting that new identity for the defense. And I thought, really, you got some results the first week. How? Just talk about what that'll mean, because you guys, we talked about it in the first segment. They kept giving the ball back, unfortunately, to Andrew Luck, and he kept getting chances to come after you, and you guys never let them get to even. What does that do now for momentum for you guys this week, just defensively?
It definitely gives us a confidence booster, just because we went against a pretty good team. I think they're a playoff-type team, and we consider ourselves one of the playoff-type teams in the league as well. So it definitely gives us confidence going into the next game. And, you kind of get to see the jitters are out, The first game jitters, everybody was anticipating the first game and wondering what we're going to be like. It's a new group from last year, so we're still working on our identity, and, it's one step at a time.